Darren, Kerry and Sky, East Coast Radio. Consumer Watch with Wendy Nola, Thursdays at 8:40.
Yep, every Thursday morning, Wendy Nola and Consumer Watch. Hello, Wendy lady.
Hello, Darren.
So I'm led to believe that what we're covering today is what I was teasing earlier. Thousands of small business owners across the country, from all of them, medical practices, service stations, guest houses, couriers, beauty salons. They've all fallen victim to this. Just sign the form to confirm your telecom directory listing scam. Explain the scam and what's up with that.
Okay, so I first exposed this on Consumer Watch back in August 2015. And spoken about it a few times since, but not lately. And the scam still continues. So what, and it's not clear whether there's just one kingpin behind all the different names that the scammers use. They keep changing them. So there's the company that's supposedly phoning you about the directories listing, white pages, they call them Tally, Diacom. There's all sorts of names. And then they have debt collectors, which then if you don't pay, contact you and beg you to pay. And it's very clear, and I've spoken to several whistleblowers over the years, that these are one and the same. They part of the same scam. So there could be a syndicate. There could be one kingpin. There could be copycats. But essentially, they're all Durban-based. And it's safe to say that many businesses have given into the intense pressure put on them to pay up hefty sums for basically a non-existent subscription to some obscure business directory that they never get a link to. So how it works is these guys sit with the actual white pages, right? And businesses who want their names in bold so people can see them, whether it's on the old-fashioned directory or online, pay an extra amount on their phone bill every month. So these scamsters target them, phone them up and say, we're from Telkom, we just want to confirm the details, you know, for your listing. We're going to send you a form. Please just sign it and check that the details are correct and send it back. So they get the form, and often it's a bookkeeper or a receptionist even that will sign and send back. And not seeing, we're not reading because it's so in such tiny print and often distorted, a paragraph that basically says, this has got nothing to do with Telkom or Trudon, which is their directory partner, nothing to do with their official directories. This is something separate. You are agreeing to a 12-month, sometimes 24-month subscription to this service to have your business listed online, and it's going to cost you. It started out, the first case I covered was about 7,200 Rand, which has to be paid up front, and now it's around 10,000. And then once the debt collectors get involved, that gets obviously swelled. The latest case I looked at was 15,000, right?
Yeah.
And then the pressure starts mounting, and it's still going on. Despite the fact that the Council for Debt Collectors, they've only got jurisdiction over debt collectors, right? Nobody's doing anything about the original company, even though they are the same. But anyway, so the Council for Debt Collectors has found several debt collectors, different names, guilty of illegal conduct in recent years, fined them and removed their registrations. But, you know, what else? They carry on. So the big news, the last week, the director and four employees of a registered debt collecting firm in Umhlanga, Laflar Collections, were each fined an effective 110,000 Rand by the Council for Debt Collectors for a myriad of extremely serious contraventions. The presiding officer found that they had been excessively harassing and threatening to sue almost 100 business owners if they didn't pay up. The hearing ran, listen to this, it's not a small affair. The Council for Debt Collectors hearing ran for 2 months, 86 witnesses giving evidence, mostly small businesses, business owners, giving evidence on 323 charges. So it was big.
Horrible, malicious scam. It's called the Just Sign This Form to Confirm Your Telecom Directory Listing Scam. Been around for 6 years, and more people have come forward, apparently. Wendy Nola, yes?
Well, yes, every day. At one stage, I was getting 2 to 3 complaints a day. Now, and then it's reduced to about one a week, and now it's picking up again. Always different names, always the same modus operandi. So, just yesterday, I heard from Patsy, who owns a guest house in Mount Edgecombe. She said she had only just yesterday, October 27, received an RTC summons, as she put it, as per your advice to me before. I've ignored their calls and blocked their number. Is this still the correct way going forward? And people often do this when they get the next demand. They're like, I know you said must ignore it, but this is serious now. They threatened to come and attach my stuff, and I have to say, ignore it. So Provincial Directories, what the company called itself, tricked her into signing a contract way back in 2016. She eventually agreed to pay what they were demanding in early 2018, provided the contract was cancelled. Huh. She sold the business at the end of that year. Oh, sorry, she doesn't own it anymore. She sold it. And she says, now they are charging me with the summons. And the letter says, note, you are now listed with ITC summons. You must pay 15,000 rand. What rubbish. ITC summons is meant to sound scary and like a bona fide credit bureau. It's nothing. It's a made up name for a debt collector. The Council for Debt Collectors is investigating a case against them as well. People who've been caught by this scam will recognize some of these names that the council has acted as conducted disciplinary hearings against and found guilty and fined or deregistered. NCR Legal Collections, Debt Review Administrators, Credit Bureau Listings. You see, they're all names that are meant to sound official and scary, but just made up. So basically, the part you really need to know that came out of this, the sentence after this 2-month hearing, which actually stopped short of making a judgment on the claim that LaFleur Collections and the company which perpetrated the scam were one and the same due to lack of conclusive evidence, but it is pretty obvious that they are. And it's up to the police now to take over, whether they will or not, or the Council for the National Consumer Commission, one would hope. Yeah. After 6 years, they would take action. But so far, nothing, unfortunately. But the thing you really need to know, and I deal with this almost every day from scared people who have signed these forms and are now being harassed to pay, is that it came out in the judgment. Despite repeated threats of judgments, executions, removal of property by a sheriff of the court, and blacklisting, all of them in email, so a written record, not a single business owner who testified, and there were 80-something of them, said that they had received a summons to appear in court, a genuine one, in respect of the amounts owed or had been blacklisted. So these are completely empty threats. If it's happened to you, if you have been caught, and I've heard from people, low-level employees who've signed and actually taken out a loan. So the boss didn't know they did this stupid thing, signing the form without reading the small print. Please just ignore, disengage. They do not follow through. There are enough people who give in and cave in and pay the money to keep the scam going 6 years later. And as always, moral of the story, and if any story underlines this, it's this one. No matter how busy you are, never ever sign a document without reading the small print. The tinier the print, the more important it is that you read it. So ignore what a salesperson is telling you and focus instead on that teeny tiny print. If you have to get out a magnifying glass, if you have to zoom in, do it. But please read it because this is the kind of thing that can happen if you don't.
Excellent advice. And also coupled with the advice for in the scam, ignore, block, ignore, block, ignore, block, repeat, 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 repeat.
To listen to these moments and anything else you might have missed, go to ecr.co.za and click on podcasts.